And so taking postures for our sitting practice. Sitting in a comfortable way that creates some ease, balanced with wakefulness. And if throughout this practice and the next you feel at all sleepy, you may find it very helpful to stand. Just checking in with ourselves, where we're at right now, as we transition from walking out of doors and being back here to tea, to now sitting again. Checking in with the mind, the heart, the body. Cultivating as best we can a friendly and curious awareness towards whatever we may be experiencing. And remembering your goodly intentions for being here today, bringing them into the heart mind, breathing them in, letting them be known and felt. And now, with these intentions guiding us, opening into sounds as our object of mindful awareness, practicing with the sounds, noticing the beginning, the middle, and the ends of sounds. You needn't search for the sounds, just allow yourself to be open to them. Soft, subtle sounds like your breathing. Other soft sounds, perhaps from the room or faintly from the street. Louder, more intermittent sounds. Noticing the precise beginning of a sound, its duration. Hearing it until it ends. noticing how we respond to sounds that are pleasant. And if we get caught up in any chasing after them, clinging, grasping. Noticing too how we may respond, react to sounds we deem unpleasant. If the body tightens and contracts in aversion, the mind gets busy, as if we could push the sound away. Practicing with letting the sounds come and go. Not clinging to them, but rather letting them come and go. Knowing the pleasant ones will end, and the unpleasant ones will end. Can we just let go? Practicing with sounds is a great reminder of how everything's impermanent, it comes and it goes. And all of our liking and disliking, our grabbing and pushing away, doesn't change that one bit. So if we open to pleasant, unpleasant, and just deepen our attention, we might find that we can just be with things, let be with the sounds, and have some little experiences of letting go. Sounds are born, they begin, they have their life, and then they pass away, they die, they end. Practicing letting go through hearing.